from Tidbits on October 13th, 2014. This is What You Need to Know About Activation Lock by Josh Centers. With new iPhones on the market, it's prime shopping season for used iPhones as upgraders look to sell their older models. But as much as used iPhones can be a good deal, buying used can be stressful due to working with a stranger, dealing with payment logistics, and worrying if the iPhone has any unseen problems. However, thanks to a new tool from Apple, you can at least make sure the iPhone isn't stolen. Back in iOS 7, Apple introduced Activation Lock, which is enabled when you turn on Find My iPhone in Settings iCloud. When Activation Lock is enabled, it prevents disabling Find My iPhone, erasing the iPhone, and activating the iPhone on a cellular network. The point of these features is to discourage theft, since once Activation Lock has been enabled, a stolen iPhone is worthless to a thief, or at least it is for as long as potential buyers know to check if Activation Lock has been turned on. There are two ways to disable Activation Lock, which we need to do before sending it in for service or selling it to someone who will need to reactivate it on another account. You can turn off Find My iPhone in Settings iCloud, or you can erase the device entirely with Settings, General, Reset, Erase All Content, and Settings. In either case, it will be prompted to enter your iCloud password first. That's the key fact that a thief may not know. Of course, if you know your iPhone was stolen, you can use Find My iPhone to put it into lost mode, or even wipe it remotely to ensure that your data stays private. Activation Lock remains in place on a wiped iPhone to ensure that it can't be reactivated by the thief. It's just an attractive paperweight at that point. So where does all this leave you, the prospective used iPhone buyer? As I mentioned above, Apple has introduced a Check Activation Lock Status tool. To use it, you need the IMEI, or serial number, from the device, which can be found in Settings, General, About. The IMEI, or serial number, can also be found on the rear panel of the device, if you have really good eyes or a magnifying glass. To check the status of activation lock on a device, enter the IMEI, or serial number, then enter the CAPTCHA. I personally had problems trying to read the CAPTCHA, so it might take a few tries. Alternatively, you can click Vision Impaired to hear an audio CAPTCHA instead. The webpage then informs you whether activation lock is on or off. If it's on, Apple provides links to additional resources about activation lock. To make the most out of Apple's Check Activation Lock Status tool, I recommend asking the seller to provide the serial number or IMEI before agreeing to the purchase. That way you can make sure that you're not wasting your time or potentially getting into an undesirable situation. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.